think we've seen a need in the market whereby we've seen a lot of clients come and tell us, look, I've created all this wealth. What do I do? And we found that, you know, giving them the right sort of process, advice, gives them a view of being able to transfer their legacy to the next generation. So I think for us, it's a big transfer of wealth happening. So where do we come in to support you in that journey? And I think the objective really is that, how do we help you build this today, tomorrow, forever? We talk about this in many of our conversations.
Now, before we talk to our clients about products, because products is the last bit, it's the outcome. Is understanding who you are as Kefa. What is it that Kefa is looking for? You're, let's say, 35 years old, married, one child. What is the goals that you have for yourself, for your child, over the next 20, 30 years? You crystallize that goal into the decision that you will make.
Welcome to another episode of Make Money the Podcast, the show where we not only tell you, but also show you what's happening to your money and what could happen. And I'm delighted to introduce the conversation for this week. And you might have seen banks advertising their affluent wealth and wealth management services around, be it on YouTube, across other media platforms. And today we'd like to uncover, why are they after affluent clients? Who are these affluent clients? And could it be me and you? Could I be one of them? Could you be one of them? And we delve into this conversation and look at the proposition that banks are offering in this case. And I'm happy with that introduction to introduce the guest for this week. And it's not just one guest as we are used to, it's two.
My name is Saul Morera. I take care of wealth solutions for Standard Chartered Bank. And I'm happy to be here with you.
And
thank you for hosting us today. My name is Krishna Bhutia, and I look after the investment advisory business and support our clients in their investment journey. So happy to be here and have a conversation.
Great. And I move it to Mr. Omar. And I've just set the context that we've seen the marketing campaigns, the push by banks to move towards affluent clients. And the first place to begin, as obvious, is to understand who's this affluent client. Who are we talking about when we say we are looking for those commercial banks are going for this client?
Yeah. So an affluent client is an individual who is looking for beyond just the traditional basic banking needs. This is an individual who is looking for local or international wealth management opportunities. And this could be an entrepreneur who is starting to do their business or growing business across border. This can be also a global citizen. You've got individual, you're working out of Nairobi and you want to have your investment across different jurisdictions. But also this could be sophisticated investors who are looking for, I've made my money out of Kenya. I need to see what opportunity lies beyond our borders. So these are the individuals that start from those who are starting, whom we call emerging affluent. What you are introducing, and somebody is just starting in their career. How can I be able to begin? Then you got, as you go along the continuum, the sophisticated individual is saying, I've done this, made my money in this market. How can I get opportunities beyond borders? Now, that's the affluent client. That's the individual that we're looking to have a conversation with.
Come back to you on another side of the same question I did ask to Mr. Uma. And the question is, for the bank itself, why go for this quite niche client or quite very specific client you're looking for? Why as a bank, you know, noting again, your scope of work is quite wide, but why then the affluent client would you say for an institution like yourselves?
Yeah, no, great question. Why is it now happening? I think we've seen a need in the market whereby we've seen a lot of clients come and tell us, look, I've created all this wealth. What do I do? And we found that, you know, giving them the right sort of process, advice, gives them a view of being able to transfer their legacy to the next generation. So I think for us, and Aurora will also speak about it more, is it's a big transfer of wealth happening. So where do we come in to support you in that journey? And I think the objective really is that, how do we help you build this today, tomorrow, forever? We talk about this in many of our conversations. Some of our clients already know about it. We call it SC Wealth Select. And the objective for this affluent client is to build their today. That is today, now. What are my needs for the wealth I've created? It's between maybe, you know, 1 to 3 years. I need these funds in a certain portfolio. My tomorrow and my forever. So my kids' education, I have a business I'm running. What do I do with the transfer of that business? I have all these properties. We know that we've built a lot of properties over the years. It's a very good way of asset, but it's not cash rich. So we have a lot of clients who are sitting with assets, but they don't know how to build the cash flow from it. So where we come and guide is to build that for them as well.
And staying with yourself, the chairs of an institution like a bank, say Standard Chartered Bank Kenya here in our case. I come to you, I've made my wealth, I have my money, I've maybe effectively crossed over a few asset classes, I hold bonds here, stocks here, property here. So I already have quite the understanding as an affluent client of the asset classes and what pays what, or which is the best asset class and so on. Why the choice of an institution like a bank vis-a-vis maybe saying, oh, if I've made 2-3 million, 4 million shillings by myself, maybe I can get to 6, 7, 8. So where are you coming as an institution? Where do you feel is the key driving factor to say, hey, as an affluent client or as an affluent individual, you need now to move over and hand over, you know, managing this wealth and protecting this wealth to, you know, an institution like yourselves and not just doing it yourself?
Great question. Because they're like, I've made all this money. Why do I need you? Right?
Yeah.
We're a partner. Just the way that you can't Google your symptoms and get a online. I've gone online. I figured out, oh, I've got this and I feel that should work for me. You need sort of a sounding board that is independent, that's unbiased. So why come to an institution? First of all, when you're looking at, you know, managing this wealth, you're one person or you're an individual, you have a family you're supporting. What happens when you're not there? Who's going to make those decisions, right? The question we sort of do is deep dive into, okay, so what's your wealth transfer planning? So you've built this portfolio, right? You've, you know, Google stocks, you said, like, I've seen all the research, ChatGPT, of course, you know, all that is there. But how do you know it's unbiased, it's researched information, right? Because a lot is online, but not everything is factual or verified. So we come in to help you verify that information. So you tell us, and we always start with return is the outcome. Yes, we've seen a big performance in the market, but does that mean it's going to continue forever? No. So let's understand your goals. Let's build those goals. And that's where the institution comes in. It's like going to the hospital. Why do you go to the hospital? Because you look at specialists, look at advice. Same thing with the institution as well. We have a lot of financial experts that are backed by a lot of research, unbiased advice. We also have relationship managers who are certified as well. So there's a lot of support to give you sort of a sounding board. And institutions live forever. We've been in the market for over 150 years. In Kenya, over 20 years, for example. So if you're not around, your wealth continues. There's a continuum for it. And that's why having an institution to support your goals is important than just being on your own. You can do a combination.
So for Mr. Uma, you head the products within the wealth management division at Standard Bank Kenya. And if you were to think of it as a mechanic who's telling you I can help fix this car and run it for longer, you'd have what is a toolbox. So if you were to look into the toolbox of wealth management and the portfolio of services you're able to offer affluent clients at Standard Bank Kenya itself, if you'd walk us through maybe more in detail in what that pertains and what does that cover effectively?
Before going directly into the product, it is important to understand who we are as an institution and why Standard Chartered Bank. What is it, the value that we give you as an affluent client? And it goes back to what the institution is. As Kush mentioned, 170 years supporting families transfer generational wealth. Our presence in some of the fastest growing markets in Asia, Africa and the Middle East is really important because we have built that institutional knowledge. Now, what we bring to our clients in Kenya is the global expertise that we have in this market. So we got a center in Hong Kong, we got a center in Singapore, a center in UAE, and a center in Jersey. These are centers where they've been doing well for quite a bit of time, and that global expertise is available to our clients in Kenya. What we also do complement that with is our on-ground knowledge. Standard Chartered Bank has been in Kenya since 1911. That's over 100 years of experience. We've been doing wealth for over 20 years in this market. Now, that institutional knowledge and memory comes very handy to our clients. Now, before we talk to our clients about products, because products is the last bit, it's the outcome. Is understanding who you are as KEFA. What is it that KEFA is looking for? You're, let's say, 35 years old, married, one child. What is the goals that you have for yourself, for your child over the next 20, 30 years? You crystallize that goal into the decision that you will make. And our team, the RMs, do help you with that conversation. Because these RMs that we have, well-trained, well-certified by really great institutions like our RM, we take them through Chartered Institute of Securities and Investment training. We've got investment advisors that Kushbu heads, insurance specialists, and treasury specialists. Now, you got a team, the analogy of a doctor. The doctor has got people who are supporting at the back. You got a team. Now, once you're clear on your goals, then the product solution comes in. That's the last step of implementing your goals. So when we talk to our clients, products is the last part of the conversation that we have. It's understanding your goals. What are the plans that you have for yourself? And we spend a lot of time in that part of the conversation because it's what's the most critical. While you understand you, then we have the solution. We have got local solutions that we offer, for example, Government of Kenya bonds, that clients can be able to get through us in the secondary market. The process is fully digitized. But also being a global institution, as I said, with centers across, we work with global fund managers to offer solutions that are now available that gives you that international knowledge and opportunity to invest in where growth is happening. So we got international fund managers. And one thing about us is that we have what we call an open architecture. That means we go and look for the best funds or solutions for our clients. We do not manufacture anything. That keeps the buyers out of the equation. Then we package this. And based on your goals, because your goal will be different from mine. At my age, my kids are almost leaving high school. My needs for them is university education. I'm looking towards retirement. My plans is different. At your age, you're starting up. You can take probably a little bit more risk than myself. So what you get when you talk to us would be different from what I get, because what we offer our clients is basically client goal-based, and it follows what is it that works for you. The product is the last part of our conversation.
So you do raise an important point around differentiation from client to client, and yes, Be that the goals then determine the sort of solution then you do get and the product that you end up picking. So when we come back to general, maybe one general feel around the affluent client is like, you've grown your wealth, you are still trying to grow it, but the next big part of it is maintaining and preserving that wealth. Because again, you don't want to go bust, especially when you've taken years, quite some time to build that kind of wealth. How would diversification look like for an affluent client, especially one who comes to you as an institution and think, hey, I'm already diversified enough. Maybe I think, oh, I have my stocks, I have my bonds. We did speak with Kush around, you really know how to make the money. So how do you present diversification and the investment strategy that you do take for a client who already comes in with quite the knowledge, you would argue, quite some sophistication right there?
Now, once a client has been able to go through their goal, the goals that you've set up either for your day-to-day needs or tomorrow looking at your retirement, their children's education, or the last bit, which is forever, what is it that I'm looking, the money that I've built, how do I pass it? The conversation we have centers around the principles we share with our clients, which helps keep the buyers out and the emotions when it comes to investing out of the picture. Because a lot of things happen on a day-to-day basis that can cloud your judgment. As long as you stick your goal is very important. What we tell our clients is, one, once you have your plan, you be disciplined on the plan. You know this is what I want to do. You got to have the discipline in place. When you talk about diversification, one thing with us as Kenyans, what we've done over the last few years is every Kenyan you speak to, we love a plot somewhere in Kamula, love a plot somewhere in Nyeri or somewhere else, and they might not even know where the beacon is. And that's the only thing that you have. The opportunity that you get, and based on your goals, I need a bit of growth in my portfolio. Can I be able to invest in different currencies? Can I be able to invest in different geographies so that you got the benefit of not only different geographies, you got the benefit from different currencies, but also as you do your investment. We always say you stay longer investment, the time you take investment. Some of these returns do not come immediately. You take a bit of time in the market, staying invested for longer. You don't get yourself timing the market. You will get like the local market, you get the stock has gone up 10%. We all rush in and buy. You get a small downtime, we all sell. We wait, it starts going up, then you buy. And then when you look at over a given period, you have actually not really made money. We ask clients to stay a little bit longer. But also what we tell clients, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do all this investment. Then something happens and you lose all of it. Protection is very, very key. And when I talk about protection, I'm talking about insurance. One of the things that we all know, you are just a disease away or an eventuality away from wiping out your investment. You will tell the clients to make sure you have some sense of protection. Get an insurance product that when life happens, then you can be able to protect and be able to transfer that wealth that you build over the period. So it goes beyond just, can I put money in different pockets? But are you disciplined enough? Are you staying longer in your investment? Are you clear and you've been able to protect what you have so that you can easily be able to meet the goals so that whatever happens in the market, as long as you're clear on your goals, because there's some opportunity that would go, you will be able to have a bit of making adjustments in between. But as you end up staying the goal and you end up winning in the long run.
Super. And Kush, back to yourself. And the next point here is actioning. You know, we've gotten the scope of what we are looking at in terms of affluent clients and the solutions that are available for them. And you know, you have one of your slogans as the time for wealth being now. And I'm curious to know then, for someone looking to take that action, where do you start? Is it walking to your branches? I mean, we are here at Nation Center, and the closest branch I think is on Kenyatta Avenue, so we'll know there. Is it about walking there and asking the same way someone opening a savings or a current account would be looking to do it? In terms of getting started, is it as easy as just walking through, you know, any of your institutions?
No, thanks. I think that's a good start. First of all, is you're ready? So you're ready to speak to us, which is great. There are different channels that we use. So now's time for wealth. That slogan, I think, came in very strongly because of our clients' needs. So we're just advising them that, you know, you could have started 10 years ago. You could start today. You could start tomorrow. But start. I think that's the key. That's why we say it's now. So which ways do we sort of support in terms of accessing this investment solutions? One is, of course, you can write to us at wealth.kenya@se.com. You have our mobile app, SE mobile app. You can log in and set up an account online. I know all of us don't have time to walk into branches. So we have the online channel. You can just, you know, download the SE mobile app and start the process of setting up the account digitally. It's very easy. The other way is, of course, to our branches. We can walk into any of our centers around Westlands town as well. We also have our head office. So whatever is easier for you, you have access to it. But that's also one thing is, you know, give us your time. So when you're walking in, we'd love to just have a conversation with you. Don't be in a rush to leave. We're here to understand your goals and how do you start. So the way we set up the portfolios are the minimum investments. If you want to do a local bond, you can start with as little as 100,000 shillings. We also have a money market fund, which starts with 500 shillings. For those who are starting and testing out investment, you know, we can start with a digital product called SE Shillingi. It's our money market product and it's online. Again, there's no paperwork. You can just open the account, fund it with 500 shillings and start investing. Then on the international side, you can access our global fund managers, US markets, whichever market you want. We have over 200 of them, as little as $1,000 or $100 a month. So it's as easy as starting. The objective really would be is once you've started, where are we going with you? What do you want? What are you looking to build? So for us is a lot of our clients or, you know, people we speak to, they're in different age groups, right? And like Orero mentioned and we spoke about is goal setting is important. So once you've tested it out, you're like, okay, so what do I do, right? How do I start? So the accessibility is there in different currencies. You can open accounts straight away and be able to transact same day. So we would love to, you know, see which channel works for you. But you have the email, wealth.kenya@se.com, SE mobile app, or the branches as well to speak to us as well.
And I'm staying with you on assessing the base of affluent individuals. And I know some are aspiring affluent. What do you assess to be the base of affluent clients, not just within Kenya and more? You could also give us some color on the region, noting again, your bank is quite global and you could have quite perspective on out there. So what's the current base and what's the trajectory you expect of affluent individuals and who would, you know, be in need of the solutions that you do offer?
Yeah, so I think everyone needs to start investing or creating wealth. It doesn't matter which level you are. For the affluent client globally, or if you look at anybody, we did a really good report called The Great Repositioning. It's on our website. What it highlighted is every family has a goal, right? You have family goals as well. So when you look at an affluent client, is as Aurora mentioned, is it's going beyond banking now. It's not just banking. So whether you're a client here or in Singapore, in Hong Kong, you have the same needs, by the way. Right? You want to make sure you save for the long term. You're building, you know, investments for your children. Maybe you want to buy a property. You want to diversify. Maybe you want to access Dubai. So Dubai is quite popular as well. All that is available for you. So as an affluent client, whether in Kenya or Singapore, your needs are one thing. One is that you want to make sure that if you're doing any wealth transfer, you have a good governance structure as a family. Sit down with your family and say, what is our goal? What do we want to do? Technology. Like I mentioned, who comes walking to the bank anymore? You don't have time. You want to invest online. We've got that already enabled, right, for the affluent client. You don't have time to sit there and fill paperwork anymore. The other one is next generation. So we have a lot of clients who have made their wealth in the last 30 to 40 years. Now they're looking to transfer to the next generation. So how do they do that? And that's where we come in, is how do you involve the next generation in your wealth plan? Because our fathers, all of them had, you know, assets, land. But now we are global citizens. You can live anywhere in the world. Do you really want to do that? How do you manage it? So we come and, you know, we work with many partners as well to build that next generation. So succession planning is quite important. So as an affluent client, or as a, you know, when you're looking to build, is you have to think through a few things as you start working towards the goal. And it's never too late. So reach out to us in any of these channels, wealth.kenya.se.com, the mobile app, or walk in to any of our branches to be able to have a conversation.
Omar, I'll allow you to jump in as we conclude. Yeah. And it's to the same question of getting started. You know, we've spoken of the affluent client, and here at Make Money, we don't like leaving anyone behind. So there will be someone listening and they're like, okay, I hope to get to the, you know, the person you're speaking to with, quote the portfolio, quote the mix of asset classes, and quote the way that can be handed over to be managed. For someone just starting out, do I wait till I get there and feel, oh, now I have something significant? Or maybe someone might just have the MMFs at just 500 shillings and trying to grow that month over month, putting aside as much as they can. How does one sitting maybe outside what would be the bracket of the affluent be approaching these conversations on wealth management and affluent banking? Yeah.
To answer that, and also part of what Kush talked about, if you look at our country, Kenya, over 60% are the youth below the age of 35. That's critical. And those are the team that you're speaking to. How do they get to start the piece? But also just linking that, if you look at the independence generation of Kenya, they're moving towards now transferring the wealth that they made. They're getting older and they're transitioning at the moment. How does this generation, who are the youth, who are getting new pools of cash, be able to continue that investment? That's really important to give the context and the information. So when it comes to investment and what we've seen across generations, it's not you wait until you have a bit of money. It doesn't happen that way. Building the discipline starts early. That's why for most of the families, as we're talking about those who are transitioning, we insist on having conversation with the people who are going to inherit that wealth. So they just start the conversation early. They understand it's not just that you've won lottery. How did you get it to the next generation? But for that person who is just starting working at the moment, you got your first job. That's where the learning of understanding what they want to do 30, 40 years from now comes into perspective. And in Standard Chartered Bank, what we've done is get the solutions that meet, if I want to put in 500 shillings every day or every other day because that's what I'm starting with, we got a solution for you. If you are at that stage of, let's say, 35-40, you're now stable in your job, you've gotten a little bit of promotion here and there, your income has reached a stage where what you earn and what you spend, at the end of the month you have something remaining in your bank account. How do we help you? That different makes money for you. So we give you a little bit more solution. Is it Government of Kenya bond? Do we take you offshore? Because where does your kid want to go to school? So as you look at what you want to do at different stages, we got something for you. When it comes to investment, you don't really have to wait. Those who start early, when you start at your 24, 25, and you invest in solutions that give you compounding interest, in 20 years, you will be so far. And that's why we tell people, start where you are. Be able to look at your goals and put investment products around it that helps you meet that goals. You don't need to do this alone. One of the things is you have professionals who are there to support you in the journey, that will listen to you and be able to help you get solutions that actually meet your goal. And that's why for anybody who is listening, is talk to us. Write to us at wealth.kenya@ac.com or reach out to any of our branches. Let's have a conversation. For us, what is critical, we want to listen to you, we want to understand your goals so that we can partner with you and be able to help you in your journey to to grow your wealth, protect it, and be able to ultimately make that transfer when the time comes logically.
So, Kush, I'll allow you the final question here. And the question is close to what I asked Uma, but for me, it's for someone who's, this is their first interaction in the conversation around wealth management and affluent banking. And the terms that we've just described, you know, whether you're starting out or whether you are there yet, what for you would be the key takeaway going forward for someone who's just listened to this conversation and they want to know what for you would be the broad or the key point to take away or to take home here?
Yeah, no, I think three things. One is, of course, understand you, who you are. Because remember, one thing we mentioned as well is risk appetite, right? Don't follow the crowd. We do know that out there, there's a lot of opportunities to invest. Returns are like astronomical, you know, out there. But is it realistic, right? One thing I want to mention is do your homework. Meaning that if you're investing somewhere, understand the institution. So know that if someone's showing you a chart that's showing you a straight line up, reality is not the case. Do your homework and say, how long has this investor been investing? How have they performed when the markets are down? Right? The best fund manager is someone who says, who has shown you that if the market has gone down 20%, they only fell 3%. That's reality. But if someone's saying market has fallen 20% and they're still up, that's not reality, right? Yeah. So do your homework. Understand where you're putting your money. How long have they been doing it? Who's investing there? So is it you and me or is it institutions? Why do you ask that question? Because if you put money in an institution or investment, that is you and I investing, if I all pull out, that can collapse the fund, for example, investment. But if there's an institution investing there, right, there's stability in the fund or investment. So do your due diligence. Understand your risk appetite. So does it match what you're investing? Because returns are the outcome. You know, we have funds that can give you 80% on dollar, but the risk appetite is very high, right? So one of the things we do is understand your risk appetite before even you invest. So do your homework of where you're putting. Understand yourself. Understand what are your goals. If I put the money in and if I lose it, what happens? And the third thing is talk to a financial advisor. Talk to someone who is unbiased, who has research. One of the things we do, we have a team that's called a chief investment office. And there's a team who actually understands, looks at the market outlook. Now they produce to say, this is the outlook. We see gold going, for example, you know, 4,000. Just an example, it's going up. US market looks attractive, tech looks attractive. They will give us the view of the research, and then we have solutions that surround it. So there are different teams that actually manage that information. So it's actually voted, it's actually looked at a lot of reports. That information helps us now know how do we help you with the solutions. So those are the things. Please just keep an eye out. Do your homework. Returns are not a driver for your wealth creation. It's your objectives that will help you build your wealth.
Thanks for that. So, Kush and Mr. Omar, yeah. Thank you for being on the podcast and
thanks for having
being
us.
On Make Money.
Yeah, thanks for having thank us. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
Thank you. And that has been another episode of Make Money the Podcast. And as always, if you're an affluent client or an inspiring affluent client, as always, remember, make your money work for you. Goodbye.